And good afternoon. This is Conkers 3, Peter Higgins at LSE Share Talk. And today I have the pleasure of speaking with Greg Kuncel, the Managing Director of Noricum Gold, ticker symbol NMG. Now, Greg, you're with us today on the back of today's RNS,
Yes.
which not only announces that the area of mineralization at the Kovno-Bosili target is looking even better than first might thought, okay? But also that you've signed an MOU with a local partner outlining the terms for a mining and process agreement for future production from its
Correct.
Georgian prospects using your partner's infrastructure. Hello, Greg. So would you like to just go over that for me, starting with the Kovno
Sure. Yeah.
bits?
Look, Kovno Bolnesi
Yeah,
is
Kovno-Bolizzi.
there's some difficult place names here.
Yeah.
Kovno Bolnesi is one of, I guess, two areas that we targeted as a priority within the overall 860 square kilometer Bolnesi license area. It's a project that's had a significant amount of historic work undertaken on them. If we just look at Kovno Bolnesi and Sicelo Sepelli as the two priority targets out of 17, they've had over 80,000 meters of drilling undertaken on them historically, going as far back as the 50s and 60s when the Russians did some drilling, to more recently when our local partner did several drill programs, particularly on the Kovno Bolnesi gold project. We have been undertaking various drill programs at Kovno Bolnesi over the past 6 months. Initially, the target was focused on a secondary quartzite gold mineralized zone, which we identified quite early on in our initial work there. And I guess the direction we took was, given this area was of decent grade mineralization, it expressed at surface. It was only down to about 10 meters. It
Okay.
was modest. It was relatively small.
Yeah.
Probably the entire thing in the vicinity of a few thousand ounces. But the benefit for us is because our local partner's got two existing producing mines in close proximity, it sort of presented itself as an opportunity for us to look at getting some production underway quite quickly. We didn't have to build plant or infrastructure or anything else.
Excellent. Yeah.
So for the past 3 or 4 months, a lot of the work and the drilling has been focused on finalizing a resource at the Kovno Bolnesi gold oxide project, doing the metallurgy work and the resource and everything else that goes along with that. Now, in conjunction, Kovno Bolnesi West, we already have an existing copper target. Now, this interestingly, and this is one of the sort of huge benefits from us for this project, a lot of the work that's been done historically hasn't necessarily been properly interpreted or validated. And
Yeah.
this copper project came, well, this the West target came about as part of our resource verification work. Our local partner had been drilling for gold. They didn't assay for copper. We went and re-assayed the existing drill core and not only verified the gold that they'd hit, but we also got some fantastic copper grades from close to surface, 30 to 40 meter intercepts grading between 2 to 3%. So
Excellent.
we already
Okay.
knew we had a good copper target there.
So that's very good results there.
No,
So,
that's very, very good results, but we were continuing to develop the gold oxide project. Now, as part of that work, we are obligated to do what's called sterilization drilling,
Yeah.
which is effectively we have a small target in the middle, and we're required to drill around that to just to make sure that there's nothing else there. As part of that sterilization drilling, what's actually come out of it is we've had the results that we announced today,
Yeah.
which are pretty good copper results. I mean, up to 20, 30 meters at close to 3%, 30 meters from surface at 1%. There's some gold in there as well. So this has sort of left us with what we've ended up in a situation where we've gone from having a small secondary quartzite gold target that we were looking to put into production very shortly, to having what is now a significantly larger target sitting effectively underneath the gold cap. So we've had to sort of take a bit of a step back here and have a rethink because And we've sort of taken a lot of advice from our external consultants, particularly our resource consultant. And what's eventuated is we've gone from having something relatively small to having something that has the potential to be significantly larger. Just how large we still need to determine. But given its proximity to the existing Mad Norley mine, which has produced in the past 30 odd years 80 million tons at 1% copper and 1 gram gold, we're getting very similar results from this. We need to take a bit of a step back. Now, what that means is that we're going to have to delay the production of the secondary quartzites. Now, the reason for doing that is if we were to go in there and mine this cap sitting at the top, we would potentially compromise the mineralization sitting under that. It would also mean that we wouldn't be able to do any additional work on that newly discovered mineralized zone until we'd completed that mining, which would be 4 to 6 months down the track. And given the potential of what's now there, From a geology and an economics perspective, it made sense to everyone. It made sense to the board and to our advisors to make the decision to now take a bit of time and actually spend a bit more time in understanding what's sitting underneath it. Because again, the potential has gone from, as I said, a very small target to what could be a very, very significant target.
So this has clearly changed your view on how to deliver production from here and the time frames that you previously had.
It has. Look, it has changed the target of delivering production, but it has, of course, delayed it. But it's been delayed for a positive. It hasn't been delayed because we've run into technical issues or metallurgy issues or issues with our partner, which is obviously evidenced by the fact that we have now signed the MOU on the processing and production.
Yeah.
It's been delayed by the fact that we have something significantly bigger that we'd be remiss to not better understand before we sort of get out there and start digging holes in the ground. I mean, just to sort of sum it up, so what it looks like we now have is we have a cap on the top of the hill, which is the secondary quartzite. Sitting under that, we have a very large copper oxide mineralization, which also has gold grade in that. Sitting under that, we've got sulfides, which has copper and gold. And then under that, we've got a what's referred to as a breccia zone, which looks like it's got pretty decent gold mineralization in it as well. So we need to take a few more weeks. We're doing some more reassaying of some historic RC work that's been done there. And then once we've done that, we'll be in a position to come back and sort of set some more time frames as to where we see things going over the next six odd months.
Okay. So given the level of funding that you had for that smaller project, one of the questions being asked by bulletin boards and forums, etc., is how does this impact going forward? Are you confident that the board doesn't need to raise additional funding to do the work that needs to be done over the next 6 months?
Look, at this stage, we are. One of the benefits of this area is that we've got a lot of historic work there. Now, obviously, a lot of this is these old vertical Russian drill holes, which the core doesn't exist anymore. So we do have to do verification drilling.
Yeah.
Just as to how much drilling we need to undertake, we've got our resource consultant, our resource modeler, and all of our geologists on site next week to really sit down and have a look at this and put an action plan in place that will then drive how much drilling we need to do and how long it's going to take. So we'll be in a better position within a few weeks to be able to, I guess, give a bit of a more detailed update as to the timings.
Okay. So what can investors expect? You've set an exploration target of 50 to 70
million
tons for the project. You said 4 to 6 months potentially.
That's an overall expectation. For the Kavemo Bolnese project, I mean this is a small part of that. I mean, what we have done is we have internally taken a small part of this package we now have and taken the new drill results, the historic drill results, and generated an internal resource, which was obviously one of the key factors that drove this decision. And what we look to do next is to be able to do to either utilize the work that's already been done around that or add some more drill holes to be able to extrapolate that over the area that we're now targeting and that I guess is the subject to this announcement.
Okay.
So look, there's going to be plenty of news flow coming. The other thing, not to totally change the subject, but we do have David Gureggi as well, which was a project that we've picked up 6 to 8 weeks ago. Now, that again, the fact that we now have that is resulting us in having a bit of a rethink on the other targets within the entire license area. I mean, David Gureggi was a prospect that we were interested in from day one, but for various reasons, our partner decided to hang on to that until we had,
proven ourselves to them. Yeah, indeed.
And this all goes towards reiterating the really good relationship we have with our local partner. Number one, we were set some milestones that we had to achieve. We achieved those milestones, and when we did, David Gureggi was put back on the table. Yeah. Now, that's a very advanced project that has an existing resource. It's polymetallic. It's got existing underground workings, easy to access, and, again, a lot of historic information. So we've had the guys over the last 2 months putting all that information together, channel sampling, reinterpreting all of the historic data and modeling. So we're going to be able to start putting out some news on that very soon. I think that's going to be very exciting.
Yeah, well, that was clear in July when they were confident for the cornerstone investors to add another £1 million to the coffers to help you push that one forward as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And look, the other factor that I guess is reiterating the support we have locally is the MOU on processing and mining.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that regarding the mining process MOU with your joint partner as part of today's announcement.
This is something we've been working on for a while, and again, this was really the driving factor that made us focus on this small, relatively modest secondary quartzite gold mineralization. Yeah. Look, it was never going to fund the entire project fully.
Of course not, yeah.
But it will still generate some cash flow, because look, when we do start mining this area, that quartzite cap is sitting there and it is effectively a pre-strip.
Yeah.
So we'll be generating cash flow from sort of the first dirt being extracted. Yeah. But getting this MOU in place was also important for us because, again, it's another cementing of the relationship. It gives investors a bit of a better idea of when we're talking about relatively low-cost production, what sort of numbers we're talking about. And now that number we quoted today, we'd be hopeful it'll be less than that. But that is an all-encompassing haulage, extraction, contract mining, and processing cost.
Yeah. Which are looking very low at the moment in comparison.
Are looking very good, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess the other thing that to mention in relation to Kavemo Bolnese, a benefit of it now being significantly larger is when we were looking at just mining the secondary quartzites, we were going to have to truck the ore around 25 kilometres each way, which was going to add significantly to the bottom line on haulage.
Yeah.
You're looking at around $200, $250 an ounce just on haulage costs there. Because it's now significantly larger, it's going to justify us putting in a haul road 8 kilometres to the Madnooly mine, where we have not only the copper float plant that has excess capacity, but we have the gold heap leach. So the eventual returns are going to be significantly better.
Okay. All right then. I've covered all my questions there, Greg. I just wanted you to give a closing going forward for current and potential investors in M&G as to, how you foresee things in the next 6 months for NMG. Because what's happened here from my perspective is that you had a small project. It was just going to be in, out, raise some production, get some money into the coffers. And what you've actually found is something far bigger.
Yes.
So the potential there is far greater. But it's for some investors, it's a case of they want things now.
I totally.
But the long term, for people looking more long term, I just wanted to give you the opportunity to express that to them as to what you foresee.
Yeah. No. Look, and I understand there's probably some disappointment that we have had to delay this production. But as I said at the start, I mean, the delay is a result of the fact that whenever we drill, we continue to find
more stuff.
Very, very good gold and copper mineralization, which from a ultimately from a shareholder value perspective, you know, is fantastic. I mean, this project continues to get bigger and bigger. Now, ultimately, that means that we need to do more work, which has in this case meant a delay in that sort of small secondary quartzite mineralization.
Yeah.
But the fact is, the project has just grown, you know, almost exponentially. And this is just on one small part of the entire license area. Yeah. So
you could find more, and you could find better grades going forward potentially.
Yeah, look, I mean, interestingly, it's one of the things you never do when you're drilling, but a lot of the drill holes that we drilled in this, we actually ended in mineralization, which is a bit of a no-no. You typically drill until you're out of the mineralization, but we were getting down to 150 odd meters and we're still in mineralization.
Okay.
So look, there is even greater potential here, but you know, we're not going to be doing 500 plus meter holes at this stage. We've got a good idea of what we've got now in this package. We need to do a little bit more work. And then, you know, we'll go back to the original plan of putting this into production. But instead of just being a few thousand ounces of gold, we're going to have the gold will still come off. We'll have a significant copper oxide resource with a gold credit, sulfides of copper and gold, and potentially a larger gold ore body sitting underneath that. So we're all very excited about the coming prospects.
Okay, sounds very, very interesting, Greg. I've got all my questions. Thank you ever so much, Greg. That was Greg Kunsel, Managing Director of Noricum Gold. And Greg, I suppose we'll be speaking to you again probably in a couple of months' time.
Excellent, that'd be great. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much, Greg. Take care.
Cheers, bye
for now.